Okay, so today we start the fourth parak on Daf Lamed, parak Shavuos Ha'Edus. Pasuk says in Vayikra, parak Hey, pasuk Aleph, the nefesh kisechata, v'shama kol Allah, v'hu eir o ra'a o yada, im lo yagiv in asa avono. Talking about a person who knows Edus, maybe Edus Mammon only, but he knows Edus for his friend. His friend asks him to come and give testimony on his behalf in Beis Din. And this individual swears falsely that he does not know Edus, or the testimony. Or he says to his friend that he does not know the Edus, and the friend says, do you swear? And he says, yeah. Or he says, Amen is the issue. And he says, yeah, that's called Shavuos Ha'Edus. And if you violate Shavuos Ha'Edus, you have to bring a korban ola v'yored. Right, because the pasuk then says later on, the hayu ki yashin wa achas me'ela v'hisvada asher chatan leha. The hevi esamo asher esashamo la'ashem. Al-Khatan gives the list. They have those again. There's no for a set, and he brings the birds. Half of the birds, okay. So, that's Shavuos Ha'Edus. So, Mishnah says, Shavuos Ha'Edus no heges ba'anashim v'lo ba'anashim. The concept of Shavuos Ha'Edus only applies to men, does not apply to women. If a woman swears that she doesn't know testimony, and she actually did see what happened, she's not chayeves. Why? Because she's not an aid. Doesn't matter. It has no... Her swearing has no impact on the case because she, even if she did come testify, it wouldn't count. But she's not an aid, right? So she was aidus no heges by anashim v'lo b'nashim, berechokim v'lo b'krovim. Also, in that case, just going if someone's a karov, also he would be able to give testimony in that case. So if he swears in that instance, he says his brother, and his brother says you know testimony, he swears he doesn't. There's no chiyuv. B'ksheirim v'lo psulim. So too it applies only to people who are kosher to give testimony, not to psulim. Like we had in Sanhedrin, so it's Masach HaKubyo, whatever, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ganav. So he does not have to, his pasul aid, his testimony would have no bearing on this case anyway. And therefore, if he swears falsely, he doesn't know what testimony, it doesn't matter. The Einan Oheges Ela Beru'in Laha'id. And then gives a catch-all, which the Gemara is going to try to figure out what it's coming to include. It's not Nohe, only for people who have the ability to testify, I guess in that case, the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph is going to be machlokas, what that's coming to be mamayit, whether it's talking about a king or somebody else, but that's the first part of the Mishnah. Okay. Fine. Next part of the Mishnah. Bifnei Beis Din u'shelo bifnei Beis Din. Mipi atzmo u'mipi acherim. The chi of korban, or the shu'as edus, applies whether or not the guy took the oath. The guy swore in front of Beis Din, or he swore outside of Beis Din. Whether he swore by himself, meaning he said, I swear, the person says, I swear, but I don't know testimony. Or mipi acherim. Or, okay, sorry, I'm put the comma in the wrong place. Bifnei Beis Din, v'shol bifnei basim, Beis Din mipi atzmo. If he swears on his own accord, he swears by himself, then it applies whether or not he's in court or not in court. But umipi acherim, but if the Baal Din says to him, I am mashbir you to testify on my behalf, and he said, and they respond, we do not know testimony, I mean, he puts the oath upon them and they agree, ein chayavim ad sheyichbru behem Beis Din. Then they're only chayav if that was done in Beis Din. If they denied it after he says mashbir etchem, and they denied it in Beis Din. But if they denied it outside of Beis Din, they'd be putter. We have to learn, figure out what the chilik is. That is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, no, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim, ein chayovim, ad sheyichbru lehem Beis Din. No, it doesn't apply at all unless you take the oath, whether you're taking the oath of your own initiative, or you're responding to somebody putting the oath upon you. That only applies, the chi of korban shavuos ha'edus will only apply if you do the kapara, if you swear, in Beis Din. Okay, that's part two of the Mishnah. Part 3 of the Mishnah, which is actually Mishnah Beis, but part 3 of the Mishnah. V'chayovim al zidon hashvua v'al shigigasa im zidon edus. V'ein chayovim al shigigasa. So what's this? They're only chayov, the korban, right, if they were mazed about the shvua, that they swore that they don't know testimony, and at the time that they're swearing, they know that that is false, and that they will be chayov a korban shvua on that. Right, so here you... It's different than that we did by Shavuos Bitu. Shavuos Bitu, the korban was only because of Shogeg. Mazed, you got Malkus. Here, you get the korban even mazed because the pasuk doesn't say v'ne elam imenu. That's what everyone learns out. It doesn't know halama. So v'chayavim al zidon shvua v'al shigigasa im zidon edus. Also, if they know that they're lying, by the fact that they know that they know Eidos, and they know that they're lying, but they're showing that they didn't know that you're chayav a korban for the shrua, they're still chayav the korban. Ve'einan chayavim al shigigasa. They're just not chayav the korban if they were shogig about the testimony, meaning that they must, maybe they, I think that they, I don't see what Rashi says it. Rashi says, ve'ein chayavim al shigigasa, it's the last Rashi before the Gemara, it's like towards the middle of the page actually, im shogim heim legamrei. If they're completely shogig, kishzaburin she'ein yodim lo edus, they think they don't know edus, and they swear about it. V'achar kach niskeru, and then they remembered, oh yeah, we did see that. Like, I guess they just forgot the whole thing. That's sort of like what we do. We just forgot what happened during the day. They didn't realize. And so we reminds them later, like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But they had sworn in the meantime, shere anusim heim lo karina buhu nishban l'shakar. In that case, they're honest, and they're not considered nishban l'shakar. So as long as they are shogig about the edus, then they would be putter. But if they're mazed or shogig about the korban, they still have to bring the they still have to bring the korban. And what? Sorry, question.
If they just want to opt out without swearing, can they do that
again? I mean, it's a machlokas as to whether or not there's a chiyuv to testify. But if they don't take the shua, then they don't. So they may violate that iser, but they won't have to bring a korban. They won't have to bring a korban if they don't swear. The punishment for the korban is only if you swear. If they refuse to testify. Then they may be violating an assay of giving testimony, and they're not good people.
But they're not carbon.
Correct. The carbon is only if they swear. That's why it's called a carbon shua seidus. It's only if you swear.
So, I mean, if they don't want you, you can't force them.
You can't force them. Whatever base they can do, but they're just not chayav a carbon.
Right.
Okay. V'mahin chayav nazid on shua, and what would they be chayav about this? Carbon olive yorid. They would have be chayav a carbon olive yorid, right? An up and down carbon. Wealthy person brings a behema. Less wealthy person brings two birds, and a poor person would bring a seer's eifa solas as a korban mincha. Okay, so the Mishnah then said, the Gemara says, minahan emili. Minahan emili what? Minahan emili that shvuas ha'edus is not no heges by women, because they're psulas ha'edus. I don't know what the problem is. Once you know the women are psulas ha'edus, then you know it's like, okay. So the Gemara says, minahan emili, the tana rabbanan, I guess they're trying to prove why women are excluded from ha'edus. The tana rabbanan, right, Rashi says, not immediately did not shun pesulos leidos exactly. So how do we know this? The Tana Rabbana learned a brisa that says in the psukim by edus sheker, which is in Dvarim Perigutas, ki yakum eid chamas veish la'anos bo sarah v'amdu shnei ha'anashim asher lehem ariv l'fnei Hashem l'fnei ha'kohanim v'ashoftim asher yu b'mimahem. So it says v'amdu shnei ha'anashim, and the two men stand up. Gemara says ve'edim akasim edaber. You would think pasuk pshat well stand on shem of the two litigants. No, it's the two edim. It's also going to be the two litigants. We'll see in the Gemara, which is interesting. The Gemara learns both. So it says, right, the Pasuk says, it says, it's the Rashi says, the Pasuk is dealing with the edim. The Ksiv le'elmine, because it says before the words of the Amdushnei Nashim, ki yakum eid chamas be'ish, v'samech le'ba amdu. Right beforehand, it says, ki yamdu eid chamas be'ish, and it says, Amdushnei Nashim. So just like that, four is the eid. So two, here's the eid, it's talking about the edim. So therefore, you see that anashim are only kosher for edus, not nashim. Yeah, it always bothers me because sometimes we say, "Oh, the Torah is lashon," and it's only that, and the Torah just talks in the masculine. That's not specific. And sometimes we say, "I don't know what the rules are as to when the Torah is specific about masculine and when not." So we'll get to that in a moment. Yeah. You got a question? No. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Ata Omer be'edim." You say that the words Amdushnei Nashim are talking about the witnesses. Oh, Eino Elam Balei Dinin. Maybe it's talking about the litigants. Well, Amdushnei Nashim, the two litigants come to court. So who's to say it's already talking about witnesses? It's not talking witnesses. We have no exclusion for women. Rashi says no. Kishu Omer. When the pasuk says Asher Lahem Hariv, the pasuk says Amdushnei Nashim. Then it says Asher Lahem Hariv. Asher Lahem Lariv is talking about the litigants. Asher Lahem Hariv. Hey, Harei Balei Din Amor. No, but it's Amdushnei Nashim. The Hashem Lehem Hariv is describing the Amdushnei Anashim. So that's the... Alright. Hashem Lehem Hariv, Harei Baladin Amor, Ha'amani Mekayim Amdushnei Ha'anashim. Therefore, what do I learn out from Shnei Anashim? The Edim Akasim Adamir. Talking about Edim. And then the Gemara says, Av Im Nachshach Lomar, and if you don't like that, which I don't, but if you don't like that, right, if you don't like that, Nemar Kan Shnei, it says here Shnei Anashim, the Nemar Lahalon, it says earlier, or later on, it says Al Pi Shnei Edim. So shnei, malaholim the edim, akam the edim. So just like it said, but the word shnei
is explicit by Al Pishnei Edim. So to Xerish over here, Shnei is talking about Edim, and Edim here are Shnei Anashim, so it's only men who are witnesses, it's not women.
So following this logic, if somebody gave something to a woman to watch, and she goes and somehow disappears, and they ask if she either can swear or...
That's a Shavuos HaPikad, though. We're not talking about Shavuos HaPikad.
Okay, but it's the same word.
So we'll get to in the fifth paragraph, in the fifth paragraph, we talk about Shavuos HaPikadon. You can't ask questions about Shavuos HaPikadon in the paragraph of Shavuos HaHedus.
I was asking about Edom.
Right? But your case, okay, so change the case, because your case you just gave us a HaPikadon case.
Well, she's not, if she witnesses, or says, gives, she can't give a Hasrat to somebody, so that knocks out anything else.
When did she can't give a Hasrat?
She's about to see somebody kill somebody else.
Right.
Another person.
Is that true? Didn't we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talked about that?
She can't swear.
But what does Hasrat to do with swearing? I think we're going too far afield on that.
She's knocked out from Edom.
Right, so who says Hasra is Edus? That was a Machlokas in Sanhedrin. Who says Hasra is Edus?
Same wording.
Where does it say Shnei Edom by Hasra? Pretty
positive.
Okay, I don't know. Nothing. So, I don't know.
I thought
that was a Machlokas in Sanhedrin. I think we're too far afield.
Let's go ahead.
Okay, what? Next. Okay, so Ma Im Nashak Lomar. Why is it? Wait, if Im Nashak Lomar, what does that mean? What would bother you? What would bother you about the pus, about learning it out from Amdu Shnei Anashim? So he says Ma Im Nashak Lomar. Chi Tema Midlokasiv VaAsher Lehem Arif. Right, the pasuk says the Amdu Shnei Anashim Asher Lehem Arif. You might have said, I hear that if the word Shnei Anashim is talking about Edim, it should say the Amdu Shnei Anashim. Those are two litigate. Those are two witnesses. And Vashel Hemariv, and then if you add the Vav, and also the people who have the dispute, that would be the litigants. Without the Vav, maybe Vashel Hemariv is just describing the Shnei Anashim, right? So V'chi Teimer Lo Kasev Vashel Hemariv Kulei Krav Baal Dinim Ishtari. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about the Baal Dinim. I think that's Pashup Shat. Namar Khan, so therefore Namar Khan Shnei, Namar Khan Shnei, Yimal Ham Eidim Akam Eidim. So therefore we have the Gzeir Shava between Shnei and Shnei, and therefore it says Shnei by Eidim, so Shnei here is talking about Eidim, and therefore it says Anashim, it's only talking about men, women are excluded. That's Bryson number one. Bryson number two. Some of these Limudim, some of these things that we take for granted that are so Pashut, the Limudim like they come from, like not so Pashut.
Right,
so Tana Ida, another Bryson. Amdu Shnei Anashim, the Edim Akasim Adaber. Again, Shnei Anashim is talking about the Edim. Ata Omer, the Edim O Eno Ela Bevali Dinim. Or maybe it's talking about the litigants. Amarta Ki Shnayim Baladin, Shlosha Ein Barnadin. What do you mean? He says, well, Amdu Shnei Anashim. The case can only involve two people. The case can involve multiple people. You know, one guy takes a car and he runs over 30 people. So there's 30 lawsuits against him. What do you mean two? There's no, so why is it limited to two when we're talking about the litigants? Witnesses, there's no difference between two and anybody else. So witnesses, you can say, this one I like a little better. Witnesses, you can say, it can be two, because there's no, why are you limiting the litigants to two? Witnesses, the two I can hear. It says, so therefore the Shnei and Nashim must be talking about the witnesses. And if you don't like that, there's Edom, so too here's Edom. So my Im Nafshach Lomar, what would you have liked about the about that limud about Amdu Shnei Anashim, why you're limiting the litigants to two? Kitema b'toveya v'nitva kamishta yikra. Maybe you're not talking about the actual litigants, but you're talking about the case. The case usually has, even if there's a defendant and a respondent, maybe multiple respondents, maybe multiple defendants, but it's all the same, it's usually, unless they combine them, it's usually the same case. You know, one side chayiv, one side potter, one side mutter, one side aser. Even if there are multiple people, so not necessarily talking about the people, but talking about the claims, right? And therefore, the pasuk is talking about the litigants and not talking about the edim. So then, I would have nemar kan shnei and nemar lahalan shnei. I have the gzeirah of shnei shnei malahal the edim af kan the edim. So I looked at my gemara and I wrote down a question from last time. I still don't have the answer. If we have the gzeirah sava of shnei shnei, what do we need everything else for? Why do you have to have these other limudim? You already have the Xavier Shava. Right, Xavier Shava is like as if it's written in the Torah, it's foolproof. So why, I don't know. Okay. Tani Ida, the third Brisa, the Amdu Shnei Anashim, the Edom Akasim Adaber. The Torah is talking about the Edom when it says the Amdu Shnei Anashim, and therefore it's men only. Ata Omer the Edom O El the Bali Dinim. You say it's with Edom, and maybe it's talking about the litigants. No, sorry. Ata omer ve'edim o'enu ele ve'baladinim. Amarta v'chi ha'noshin ba'aladim, noshin ein ba'os ledin? What are you talking about? It's talking about the litigants. And it's going to limit litigants only to men? I can understand limiting a, you know, edus to only men. But what if a woman is wronged? She can't come to court? So understand noshim is only talking about men? So therefore, the understanding of Hashem is only talking about the witnesses. It's not talking about the men. The im nafshach lomar, and if you don't like that limud, never kan shnevin, never halan shnevin, malahan be'edim, abkan be'edim. So my im nafshach lomar, what would have been your issue? Why would you have liked that case that women don't come to din? V'chi teima, you would say, isha lav orcha, v'shem kol kvud v'asa melech pnima. Ein lechanami, a woman doesn't necessarily come to court. Kol kvud v'asa melech pnima, she's not going to come outside and show herself. Rather, Rabbi Gash says, rather, you would send Shlichum Beis Din to her house to hear her claims. But she wouldn't come to court. Maybe you would say that. And therefore, Amdu Shnei Anashim is talking about men only. So, Nemer Kan Shnei, Nemer Halon Shnei, Malahon Be'edim, Avkan Be'edim. So two is witnesses, so three here is witnesses, and it says Anashim. Tosos asks, though, wait a second. If we're saying now that we're talking about Edim, and the whole problem is you said, oh, Kokvul Basa Melech Prima, and therefore women aren't excluded from litigation, they just have this issue of Elnak, so say the same thing by Edus. They're not excluded by Edus, it's just Kokvul Basa Melech Prima. It's not typical for them to come. But why is there an exclusion? The whole thing is just Kokvul Basa Melech Prima. Right, Tosos says, Vim Tomar, Hashtanami, the Ayur Edim, Minoli Limute Noshim. Dilma hadanakakra anashim, maybe the reason why it said men, mishum de kol kvod basamelech, only because of kol kvod basamelech. I mean, it's not typical for the woman to come, but it doesn't exclude them. She says, Rabbi Yesh Lomar, de gabe edim akorchach tzrichim lavo. When it comes to edim, when it comes to a litigation to litigants, you can take a deposition anywhere. You can go somewhere, you can send the shlich based them to go to them. But when it comes to witnesses, you can't take their testimony elsewhere and bring the testimony into court, because as Tosfos says, the ain aid me pi aid kosher, because you can't have hearsay. There's no such thing as like a hearsay exception or anything like that. You have to speak it. You have to give aidus in court. Abaladin, you call limsor tano sebi ad acher. When it comes to din, you can hire a lawyer. What you call an antlar, you have the cases. You can hire the toed. Somebody can be hired on her behalf. So therefore, to exclude to say that this applies to aidim doesn't work. It doesn't work because she would have to come to court. Okay. Tana rabbanan. Learned in a brisa. Pasuk says, "Va'amdu shnei anashim." Right? It says, "Va'amdu shnei anashim ashel hamriv." So right now, I'm pointing it out because before Yoni asks, right now it says we just learned shnei anashim applies to witnesses. Now the Gemara is going to learn "Va'amdu shnei anashim" applying to the litigants. In other words, the Gemara is learning basically both from shnei anashim. Tana Rabbana, it says, "Va'amdu shnei anashim mitzvah lebalei dinin sheyamdu." It's a mitzvah, it's an obligation for the litigants to stand. So again, you're talking about the litigants. We just talked about the Eidim, I was talking about the litigants. Okay? Mitzvah lebaladinim sheyamdu. Right, Rashi points it out. What does it say? It says, Mitzvah lebaladinim sheyamdu. Dehokra nami bebaladinim ari. This pasuk is also talking about baladinim. Dixiv asher lehem riv. Because it does say asher lehem riv. So basically, the Gemara parsing the Chazal is parsing the pasuk in order to suit the in other words, they're parsing the pasuk and they're learning out two different things. At the same time, they're learning Edim from it, they're also learning Baladinim. Fine. It's the volume Shiyamdu. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shemati, I heard, She'imratzu lahoshiv et shneim oshivim. If Bezin wants to, they can give permission to the litigants to sit. Ezehu aser, but what would be aser? Shloye echad omed echad yoshev. The Bezin can't say, okay, you sit, you stand. Because then the guy who's sitting feels like, oh, the guy never going to listen to me. You know, he feels... Two things I think comes out of that. He feels that, and therefore he feels that he's not going to put his best foot forward anymore because it's a lost cause, or just looks bad for Beis Din. You don't want people speaking about Beis Din saying what they're favoring one over the other, and then when they make the decision, everyone's going to have you do a date, whatever. So that's a bad thing to do. So Eizah Aser Shaloya Echad Omer Echad Yoshev Echad Medarikol Tzorcho. You can't have one person speaking his whole claim. You can give us a 50-page brief, and you just summarize quickly. You can't do that. You can't do that either. Okay. Next, Tana Rabbanan, another brisa. The pasuk says, "Lo sasu avo mishta." Don't make something bad in judgment. "Lo tisa pnei dal." Don't favor. Don't push down the face of the poor person. "Lo head up pnei gadol." And don't favor the face of the rich person. "But tzedek tishpot amitecha." In righteousness, you should judge your nation. Shalo yeh echad yoshev echad omed. You can't have one sitting, one standing. Echad medaber kol tzorach over echad medaber lo katzer tevaracha. One speaks his whole claim, and one you just say to summarize. Davar acher, another statement is betzedek tishpor amisecha, which means havedan is chavrecha lekavslos. You should judge your friend favorably, not in court, but outside. You see him walking out of McDonald's, assume that he went to the bathroom. But Rashi says, havedan is chavrecha lekavslos. He says, no bedin bali din mekos medaber. El beroach avei rosa davar. This person is doing something. You see somebody, see your friend doing something. Shata yachol lahachriyo letzad avei letzad tzkus. You could, without too much imagination, you could say that he's not doing an aveira. You see the guy walking out of McDonald's with a wrapper of a Big Mac, and he's wiping his face with cheese coming off. You don't say, oh no, he didn't eat. He ate it. You don't have to go to the absurd, right? You don't have to go to the absurd, right? I think there's a Rabbeinu Yonah and others when it says Dan Dal Kav Schus, he puts everybody into three categories. So he says, not like what I just said. He said when it comes to a Tzadik Gamor, then even to the absurd, you have to Dan Kav Schus. When it comes to the Rasha Gamor, then even to the absurd, you say that the absurd he did the Rasha. This is what I'm talking about. The Beinoni, if you can judge favorably without too much of a stretch, then judge favorably. But to be a fool is not, I don't think that's what the Gemara is telling you to do. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says the pasuk says b'tzedek tishpor amitecha. We learn a bunch of things from this pasuk. B'tzedek tishpor amitecha. Im she'itcha b'Torah mitzvos hishtadel l'dunu yafeh. The Talmud Chacham who is with you in Torah mitzvos, you have to be done him yafeh. What does that mean? Hishtadel yafeh. We just said that you can't show favor. You can't show favor to anybody. What? Just because he's a Talmud Chacham, you can show favor. So Rashi says l'kamer parish le l'mishra b'tigwa im bo shnei dinim ufanecha. Give them first in line. If you have two cases that came before you, judge the cases with the Talmud Chacham first. Not to give favor for the Talmud Chacham in the case, but to put his case on the docket before somebody else's case. But you're not favoring him in judgment.
But you are favoring him to that extent on the docket.
Correct, but that's what you're doing. That's what you're allowed to do. How do you open the door?
Exactly.
How do you open the door?
When you're telling him you're first in line.
You're waiting, everybody else is waiting 3 months, and all right. Of a sudden he comes.
No, so that's the problem. So Rashi, Tosfos says, no, kishabosh neidinu vas achas. Two cases come before you at the same time. One case is regular people, one case is Talmidei Chachamim, so judge the Talmidei Chachamim case first. I'm not going to bring a raya from any Brooklyn politicians to the Gemara, I'm sorry. I'm just not. Okay. Tani, fine. Rav Ula b'reid Rav Ila had a din k'meid Rav Nachman. So Rav Ula b'reid Rav Ila had a din in front of Rav Nachman. He was one of the litigants. Shalach le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sends to Rav Nachman, Ula chavereinu, Ula our friend, a mispator mitzvah. He's a real bucky. He's a real Talmud Chacham. Torah mitzvahs. So what's he sending that to Rav Nachman for? So Amar lemai shalach li. Why did Rav Nachman says, why did Rav Yosef send this to me? Right? Hada Amar, then he says, oh no, the reason why he sent it to me is Lemishrei B'Tigra, to let him go first. So if another din came before me at the same time, then I would judge his case first, because I want him to judge first, so he can go out and go back to the base medrash, go learn. No, and is it whatever? Okay. Because Tosos first said, the Tosos Mashrei Tigra, is he says, Shnei Dinam Bind the Echad. If they come at the same time, judges first. Then he says, Inami, no, you have an assay of Kavod Torah, Adif, Kedarmin, Perak Basra, the Tuvos. You have a mitzvah to judge the case before you, and you have a mitzvah of Kavod Torah. Kavod Torah will trump, and therefore, he has to go first, so long as you're not being biased in the case that you're actually judging. It was interesting. Another answer as to why he sent him this idea that he's amis b'toru mitzvos, because inami l'shudu d'ayni, in order to let him know, in case the case goes to shudu d'ayni. What's shudu d'ayni? It's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos throughout Shas. What happens is, for whatever reason, you can't come to a conclusion based on the strict halacha. So the judges have to sort of use their own judgment, right? Sort of in the word of judge. They have to use their judgment. So Rashi says, Yesh din she'eno talei v'riyas edim. Sometimes there's a din that does not talei, it does not depend on the edim. Below b'shvua, El bimashalev hadayonim notem liskos l'chayev. The judges have to take into consideration all the factors and make their own determination. So he says, you should know when you're making the determination, Ula's a big talmid chacham. I don't like that.
I don't get that.
I don't like that. I don't like that. You should include that in your. You should include that. And you should include that. Like Tosso says.
In your consideration.
In your consideration only if you're at the point of Shudu Dayani. Right, so again, Shudu Dayani means now it's extra juridical. It's not. You're not going based on the letter of the law. You're going based on intuition. And you're going based on feelings. So once you're taking your feelings, you can take anything into consideration in your feelings. I like his hair. I like that he's blonde hair. I like that he has black hair. I like that he's bald. Thank you. I like all these things. But so take this into consideration also. Okay. No, there's no appeal by Shudu Dayani. It's not. It's a judgment call. There's nothing to do with the rule of law. Hey, Amar Ula Machlokus Baladinim. Before in Amar Aleph, you brought a Machlokus in Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. According to Chachamim, the Baladinim have to stand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they are permitted to sit if the Beis Din tells them to sit. Right, as long as you don't have one standing and one sitting. So Amar Ula says, I wonder if it's the same Ula who just got praised before Rav Nachman. So Amar, same name. I don't know if it's the same person. Okay, Amar Ula Machlokes beBaledinim. The Machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham is only when it comes to the Baledinim. About Beedim, but with the witnesses who are giving testimony, Divrei Kol Bamida. Everyone agrees that they had to be standing. Diksiv VaAmdu Shnei Anashim. The same pasuk. They have to stand. We just said VaAmdu Shnei Anashim. We're talking about witnesses. Then we said VaAmdu Shnei Anashim was also talking about the litigants, and they have to stand. But if the Beis Din wants them to sit, they can sit. But the Edom have to stand because of VaAmdu Shnei Anashim. So why don't you have the same limit that the Beis Din says that they can sit also? I don't know. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, no, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim about the litigants, whether or not they can stand or have to stand or can sit, if given permission, that's only b'shas masa umatan. That's only when they're giving their tainus. About b'shas mardin, but when the Beis Din is now going to paskin, divrei kol dayonim b'yeshiva, everyone holds that the judge is sitting, u'balidin b'amidah, when the defendant please rise. They have to stand. Diksiv, because the pasuk says, v'ayhib macharas, Pasuk says, I'm taking Parshas Yisro. The Yeshiv Moshe lishpot es ha'am. Moshe is sitting to judge the am. V'yamor la'am al Moshe menabok v'yod erev. And the nation is standing. So he's judging, they're standing. Pasuk Pshat, I think, means they're standing in line. But the Gemara is learning, right, they're saying line to wait. The Gemara is saying that they're standing. When Moshe is judging and giving the judgment, they have to stand. Okay. Lishnach Rina, another way to learn. Machlokes v'shas masa umatan. The machlokas is only during the claims process. About b'shas gemar din. When it comes to the gemar din, divrei kol dayanim yeshiva al din b'amida. The ha'edim ki gemar din damu. What's the limud? You don't have to learn it out from the Moshe. You learn it out from the edim. Edim are equivalent to gemar din because you could theoretically pass him based on the words of the witnesses. Uksiv v'hu v'amdushnei anashim. And by edim, it says v'amdushnei anashim. Again, that same v'amdushnei anashim which applies to everything. When it comes to Edim, we're learning it that they must stand. When it comes to litigants, there's a machlokas to whether they must or not. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why. Okay. Again, Drashas, not my thing. Okay. Divisayu de Rav Huna, the wife of Rav Huna, this appears to be after Rav Huna dies. So Rav Huna's wife, Havila Dina Kamei de Rav Nachman. She had a judgment, a case in front of Rav Nachman. Right? Rav Nachman is the dying. He had a judgment. Right? Rashi says it's after Rav Huna died.
Why
did he die? He must have been his time.
Why only after he died?
I don't know. Just take what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Divisai Rav Huna, Misha makes Rav Huna."
Not because it was.
We're guessing. We don't know. I'm just reading what Rashi says. Misha makes Rav Huna. That's just the case. Right? Divisai Rav Huna, Havli Dina Kamei Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman says, "Heichi Navid, what am I supposed to do? I have to stand up before her. She's an Eishes Chaver. I have to stand up for her. Probably that's why she died. Eishes Chaver, you only stand maybe after he dies. Maybe that's the case. Hey Chinavit, if I stand before her, then I'm going to end up quieting the other litigant, since the other litigant sees that I'm giving her kavod. But I'm not going to stand before her. Eishes Chaver, Harayik Chaver. The Eishes Chaver is like a Chaver. So I don't understand this. Just have the same issue when it comes to the guy himself coming to court.
Exactly.
Why? Right, are you caught there? There's an interesting give and take between the Tzitzit and Eliezer and Shlomo Zalman Orbach. When Shlomo Zalman had a shayla, he sent to the Tzitzit Eliezer. He would stand at the bus stop, and at the same bus stop was the wife of a big Talmud Chacham. And he wanted to be a mensch and let her get onto the bus first. The problem is they're not allowed to walk behind. You're not allowed to walk behind the woman. So what he's supposed to do? He doesn't want to trip. What do you mean close your eyes? He doesn't want to trip and fall.
No, so have another person in between.
So what? So let the other person do the avera.
No, a guy.
What guy? You're an Eretz Yisrael. How do you know it's a guy? What's a guy? There's a whole back and forth of what to do. Shlomo Zalman in the end basically said that, and then since Eliezer found the source for it, I forgot who it was. Shlomo Zalman said, what's the difference? This isn't the only woman in the street. So if I don't see her, I'll see somebody else. What's the difference? So in the same time, I'm going to have that problem no matter what, and to give kavod to the Eishes Chaver and let her go first. He'd be a mensch. Okay. So he says, Eishes Chaver, Eichah Chaver. So Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman says again. So if you don't look, you can't close your eyes and trip and fall. So you have to keep your eyes open.
You're not supposed to recognize her.
What's the big deal? She's a friend of the family. She's a friend. Everyone's asking these questions. She's a friend of the family. You have to be a mensch. You'll let her go first.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So Amar Lei Lishamei. So Rav Nachman says to Hashamish, save the Ephrach Alai Bar Avza. I guess go like send some sort of bird to flap its wings in the court. Vishadi Ilivei Kum, and I'll get startled and I'll stand up. And then I'll stand up, and the other litigant will think I'm standing up because of this bird, but in reality, I'm standing up because of this Eishes Chaver. I don't understand why it only applies to if you have to stand up for the Eishes Chaver, and Eishes Chaver, Reika Chaver, so why is the Shaila only by the wife? What if Rav Huna himself came to Beis Din?
That's why he wasn't there.
I understand that, but what any other time a Chacham came to the Beis Din?
Right.
Like, I don't know why the Shaila is only by Eishes Chaver. Okay. Why? Because if I'm standing up...
Because
if it's Rav Huna himself, people will know that it's Rav Huna. Okay. But people don't necessarily know the wife because it's called for the Bas Malchima.
They don't know the wife. They don't know the halacha. Uh-huh.
Okay. So then you think you're giving her favor. As opposed to standing up for the Talmud Chacham himself, then it's because of cover, which that doesn't show favor.
Even if it shows favor, it's not a...
Well, it's not going to silence anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear.
No, cover is not the same thing as favor.
Of course not. But you have to make sure that the person doesn't think you're giving the other person favor.
Right.
Okay. Amar machlokas b'shas masa umatan. L'v'shas gemar din divrei hakol dayon b'yeshiva ba'adin ba'amida. The Gemara says, Gemara asks about this case. How could Rav Nachman stand up before anyway? Right? I guess the assumption being is that this was during the shas masa umatan. And if the case would go before... If the case comes before the Dayan, as the Gemara did, then she has. If the case is by the adjudication by the judgment, he has to be sitting and she has to be standing. Why would he ever have the Shaila? I guess the Gemara is assuming that this is talking about by the adjudication, not by the Shas Maso Matan, right? But in the time of the Gemara did, which this must be. So how could the Dayan even have a halimina that they should stand up before the woman? I don't know, maybe, so just say this is not during the Gemara Din, this is talking about when she first walked into court. I don't know. So he says, the Yosef command the Shari Masne. He sat like somebody tying his shoe, meaning he's sort of up, sort of down. So I don't know how that works either. So is he sitting? But he's giving the judgment, he's doing in this half-sitting, half-standing thing. So sort of he's sitting, but he's not, so he's sitting, but not sitting, and he's standing enough to stand for her kavod, and he's sitting enough to be the judgment sitting. I don't know. Okay.
Well, that's the what's it called? He does this.
Yeah, I understand what he's doing, but how does that satisfy? It says you have to sit, so sit. And it says for her.
He's sitting.
He's not sitting. That's Tuchus is on the chair. He's a little bit up. Like the guy, Baruch Hu, you know, that, right?
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, so that's...
Whatever it is.
What?
The rough walks
into
him, he do this.
I understand what he did. But how does that...
He
tries to... Sometimes we try to satisfy all the shitos, you're doing nothing. He's nishti here, nishti there. He's not sitting, he's not standing. Okay. And Gemara is saying, no. Gemara is saying he is sitting and he is standing at the same time. Right. Amar Rabba Bar Huna. Rabba Bar Huna says... Hi, 45, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Tzuber Me Rabbanon. I should know, I sent out the email twice. He goes, Hi, Tzuber Me Rabbanon. This Talmud Chacham, the Amoritz, the Islahu Dinaba Hadei Adadi. There's two litigants, one the Talmud Chacham, one the Amoritz. Mosvina Lei, Litzurma de Rabbanon. You sit the Talmud Chacham, the Amoritz, Namir Mina Lei Stev. And you also say to the Amoritz, you should sit as well, so you don't close his Tainos. The ikai less than ba. But if the tama aret stands on his own, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to. I don't know why they're giving these. Everyone sits, everyone stands. No, everyone is equal before the law. That's it. And everyone should be. Everything should be exactly the same. All right. Rav Shavya, Rabbar Shrevya, or Shravya, Havele Dina Kameid Rapapa. He had a judgment in front of Rapapa. Osve and Rapapa had him sit. Vosiname Labaldina. He also told the litigant to sit. Oslo Shlich Labedina, and then the Shlich Bezdin came, Batosh Beva Okme, and kicked the Amaretz, and kicked the Amaretz, and forced him to stand up. And Rapapa didn't tell him he could sit down. So basically, the judge told him to sit, but the bailiff kicked him until he stood up. But that was okay. So, the Gemara says, how could he do that? So, how mistami tana day? If the guy's kicking him, forcing him to stand up, he's going to say, oh my God, they're favoring the other guy over me. He's only kicking me, he's not kicking them. So now, Amar Papa, no, Meimar Amar, maybe the Amarites will say, Iyu ha osvan. The judge has nothing against me. He's letting me sit. Shlichu delome pais mine. It's the shliach who doesn't like me, and he's forcing me to stand. I mean, talked about Dan Lekav Schutz, he's going all the way. But he says, yeah, so he won't.
Doesn't the bailiff represent the
That's what I would think. Gemara says no. Gemara says that he since he might think this, it won't. You're only worried about Sussan Tanasei. This will not be Sussan Tanasei because he will say it's not the judge who's telling me to stand. It's
the bailiff gives you the judgment.
Right. But Yoni's point is, well, the entire court now is being it seems to be a little biased against me.
No.
All right. So that's what the Gemara says. I hear what Yoni's saying also. Vama Rabba Barahuna, Haitzur Rabban Vam Aretz. You have one Sultan of Chacham and another Amar Aretz, East Ludin Vahde Yadadi. And they each have to have a judgment. Lo Liktum Sorbid Rabban of the Laysave. Don't, I go, tell the Sorbid Rabban to go first. In other words, don't have the Talmud Chacham come into your court, sit first, give all his claims, and then have the Amar Aretz come in afterwards. Mishum de Mechze command the son Ledine. It looks like you're organizing the judgment for him. Below Amaron El Delo Kvila Idane. We only say that if. Below Amaron El Delo Kvila Idane. It's only if this Talmud Chacham doesn't have a set seder with the judge normally. Aval Kvila Idane, but if he has a set seder and everyone knows he has a set seder, less non ba. Meimar Amar, but Idne the Tarit. Because the guy walks in and sees him sitting and goes, oh no, he's not there giving his claims. What's going on there is they're just sitting and learning. I would think you should recuse yourself in that situation, but okay. Fine.
We're only dealing with honesty.
Rav Bar Huna, Haitzur Rabban of the other Besadusa, Vilzila be Milsa, the Mazel be Dayon, the Zutter Mine, Lasudi Kame, Lolaza. You have a Talmud Chacham who knows testimony about something, but it will be a Zilzil for him to go to the court that called him because they're less than he is, right? And it will be Zilzil for him, for his Kavod, to testify before them, Lolaza. He doesn't have to go. Similar to, if a Talmud Chacham finds an object in the street, he doesn't. If it's beneath his dignity, he doesn't have to pick it up to return it. So, Amar Rav Shisha Breid Rav Idi Afana Nami Tenina. We've also learned this in our Mishnah by Rav Shama Saveda. Matzah Sako Kupa Ein Darko Litol. If he finds a bag or a box that's not typical for him to carry, Harizel Litol, he doesn't have to pick it up. Vahani Minu B'Mamona. But this thing that the Talmud Chacham does not have to go testify, that's only in a Mamonos case. Aval B'Isura, when it comes to a case of Isser, Rashi says, "You go to Isha Bolifnei Chacham Latir Linase." Someone's coming to get the woman's coming to get permission to marry, and he knows that the husband is still alive. He can't say, "Oh, that's beneath me to go to that court." For Isura, but other than Lamakom, he has to go. Aval be Isura, ain Chacham of ain Tvuna of ain Eitzel Neged Hashem. Kol Makom Sheish Bechil Hashem ain Chokin Kamal Rav. If there's going to be Chil Hashem, you can't worry about your own kavod. Rav Yemar have a yotle sadus l'marzutra. Rav Yemar knew testimony on behalf of Marzutra. Asla kamedi on Meimar. He came before Meimar. Osiv nilakula. He sat everybody. Amar li Ravashli on Meimar. Amar ula machlokz baladina. But the edim divrei kol b'amida. How can you sit everybody? Doesn't the edim have to stand? Amar li he says, "Hi, asay v'hi asay. Asay the kavod Torah or adif." He goes, "Well, that's a mitzvah say that everyone stands, and kavod Torah is a mitzvah say. I say the mitzvah say of kavod Torah is adif." Tana Rabbanu, minayin l'dayin shelo yaseh sinagron l'dorav. How do you know the Talmud a dayin shouldn't try to, he shouldn't try to give these people him because he wants it to go a certain way. He has to be more open and honest. Talmud lo midrash sheker tirchak. Minayin l'dayin shelo yeshiv Talmud bor l'fanav. How do you know that a dayin shouldn't have a bor to bounce his ideas off of a bor is even worse than amaretz. Talmud lo midrash sheker tirchak. If a dayan knows that the his friend on the court is a gazlan, or an aid in age day with chaveyushu gazlan, or a witness knows that the guy who's coming to testify with him is also a gazlan, you shouldn't go with them. Because it says Talmud Lomar, Vidar Shechar Tirkak. Knows that, listen, something's up here. He knows something's up here. He's a judge, he knows his intuition, something's up here. Lo Yomar, he shouldn't say, well, you know, hold the Edom Edom. The Edom are testifying. I don't trust them, but there's nobody here to contradict them. So, Achteninu, I'll pass it again like them. And I'll let the chips fall where they may, it'll be the fault of the witnesses. Talmud Lomar, Migar Shechar Tirkach. No, Bar Shechar Tirkach, that you have to stay away from falsehood, and if you know that something's amiss, you deal with it. Okay, today's shiur was learned, was sponsored by the Freud family, the Zeichon Nishmas, Esther Ruchama, Bas Ruchaim Halevi, whose yurt site, I believe, is today. Okay, Shama should have an aliyah.
Okay.